News release. Sunset Speedway. Great weather produced some great racing in front of a capacity crowd for the Bill Zardo Memorial and NASCAR Pinty's Series NTN Ultimate Bearing Experience 250 races. The show opened with the Let US Drive You Home Hot Rod Series honoring Canadian Motorsports Hall of Famer Bill Zardo, who passed in December. Fast qualifier for the event was number 88 Herb Walters, who would redraw a 6 for the invert, putting former Sunset champion number 47 Dwayne Baker on the pole with number 16 Amanda Balzan to his outside. Baker would get the early jump with number 96 John Gaunt following through to second place. Gaunt would look to Baker's inside going into turn 1 on lap 20. Contact would be made between the two cars and Gaunt would make an incredible save after going through the infield grass. As the race would continue to its conclusion, at lap 46 Gaunt would look to the inside of Baker, but ultimately never had enough and Baker would lead every lap to bring home a $4,600 payday. Gaunt would finish second with number 18 Billy Alderson Jr. rounding out the podium. The final race of the day would see former Sunset Track champion number 20 Trayton Lapchevich bring the crowd to its feet, scoring back-to-back Sunset wins with NASCAR Pinty Series. Lapchevich would lead the first 247 laps of the race before a late race restart would see contact to Lapchevich's rear bumper from number 96 Marc-Antoine Cammerand and number 3 Alex Gwinnett would take advantage and jump to the lead. With one to go, Gwinnett would leave the door open on the bottom off of turn 2 and Lapchevich would stick the nose of his race car to the inside of Gwinnett as they race down the back straight away into turn 3. As the cars entered the final two turns, Lapchevich would drive underneath of Gwinnett and the two would make contact as they race off of the final turn to the checkered flag. Lapchevich would pick up the season opening win in the NTN Ultimate Bearing Experience 250. Gwinnett would come home second with number 74 Kevin LaCroix taking advantage of the late race contact to come home third. Sunset is back in action next when the United Late Model Series comes to town as part of the Spring Velocity doubleheader with racing both Saturday and Sunday. Find all the information on our website.